So good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. Monday, October 30th, 2017. Excuse me. So this should be pretty quick. I recorded a podcast with Ryan McCullough of the Internet History Podcast, and we talked about a lot of things. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that I talked about was how we don't work together in the tech industry. And some simple, there were so many things I wanted to talk about that, you know, I didn't have a written list or anything. So I told the story, and by the way, I haven't listened to the podcast, and I'm probably not going to either. I sort of singled out Marco Arment, and in a way, it wasn't fair because it, you know, what he was doing was something that is like the norm in the tech industry, and I don't think it's the norm so much in like other creative or athletic places, like for example in basketball, one of my favorite things, and you see that there are all levels of contribution, all kinds of contribution to basketball, all the way from, you know, the stars to the people that are in the second squad, the sixth man. Then there's like the coaching staff, and then there's NBA, and then there's all of the business side of it, and then the recruit. I mean, it's a complicated system, very expensive, but it's worth doing because people like basketball, and because there are so many different generations involved and levels of experience, it also has a chance to pass along know-how through the generations. And since I'm not an insider in basketball, I can't tell you whether it works or not. But it seems to work. It seems that the players get better, and then they study precedents. They study people who have, you know, bodies like they do, and skill sets and interests, you know, whatever. And so they pattern themselves after each other and over long periods of time. It's also true in writing. It's true in movies. You know, it's not uncommon to hear an interview with a movie director talking about the citations of previous movies in their own. I mean, some great examples, Quentin Tarantino practically fills his movies with references to, you know, other genres. I mean, it's what makes some of it so fascinating. And it also makes the other work more accessible because it shows up inside of a movie like Kill Bill. You see all of the martial arts movies. These are movies I would never go to see, but Quentin Tarantino movies, it's pretty much an automatic thing for me to go see one of his movies. So the reason why Marco, I mean, I have had like a couple of meetings with Marco over, you know, I don't know, it was like probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And we really hit it off. It was really interesting. I thought we had a lot to talk about. And then it just like slammed the door. Even though I was talking with people he was working with, and I had projects that could plug into the things that he's doing, very actively developing in podcasting. And he had said some things to me online where, like, you know, kind of think a big company guy would say. And I go, man, that's just so inappropriate. You know, I mean, yeah, you have some data that I don't have. So give me the fucking data and let's talk about it. You know, it's not like I don't have any intuition for this area. Fuck it. Your podcasting work wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the work I did. So, you know, at the very least, I'm like, you know, if you're, if you're a great point guard, like, you know, Russell Westbrook, okay, I'm like Oscar Robertson, Walt Frazier, at least, you know, maybe I'm not on the court right now, maybe I never will be, you know, but I know a few things about this stuff, and so I don't think when I offer to work with you on a project that I'm looking to suck you dry. I want to contribute. I don't mind contributing more than my share. It's sort of the way I look at things. Is that this is how I got started in blogging. I know I said this would be short, right? But it really started out that, you know, for many years in my life, I kept my ideas close to me. I didn't talk about them publicly or at conferences or whatever. And if I gave a speech somewhere, I wouldn't talk about the ideas because I was saving them because maybe I want to do them, you know. And then I realized at one point that I was generating ideas that I would just simply never be able to work on. They were just too far afield of what I do, or, you know, it's just it's hopeless. I'll never get there, you know. And so I decided consciously that it's better to put those ideas out there than to hold on to them, because maybe somebody who is in a position to do them will do them. And that kind of was how I got started blogging. I mean, if you look at the sort of second round of posts that I did in 1994, I was just dumping a lot of ideas that I had that I knew that I would never get to. And then that, of course, led to the whole idea of blogging, which hadn't really occurred to me yet, that when I put this stuff out there, that something would come back. And then that was like great. So that further narrowed what I was going to be able to do, you know. No more graphic user interface software, you know. I'm going to be working on the web now. And so that's the spirit in which I get in touch with people, especially with Marco. And I don't hold a grudge, and I'm like full of whatever anger I had is long gone. I'm totally over it. And it's the norm. I've had ridiculous situations where I sold a company to Symantec in 1987, 88, somewhere in there. And then 6 months later, I left the company, you know, and there were still a lot of guys that I hired that were on my team that worked at this, you know, at the company, you know. And so I had started working on a project that, you know, could make applications scriptable. That was the idea. So you have an application. I want you to put hooks in there so my scripting language can get in there. And, you know, we talked about this at the company a lot. This was part of our, you know, plan. And Symantec had no interest, no idea of this, no interest in it. And it was the next project that I picked up, you know, when I was out on my own again. And so I called up one of the guys and I said, hey, you know, I'm working on the scripting language that we've been talking about, and I'd love to hook it up to more and let that be the first application. I got back a really big company answer. It's like, well, you know, it's not our priority. Let's run it up the management chain, blah, 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 blah. To which I said, what? Who the fuck are you talking to? And ever since then, I have to say, the times when things have really happened in tech have been the times when people did not react that way. And when they said, well, what the fuck? You know, let's give him what he wants. Let's see what happens. So it usually doesn't happen that way. But I'd like to see it happen more often. I'd like to see, you know, who's George Lucas to my Steven Spielberg, you know? Or maybe I'm, you know, George Cukor, I think was his name, who did Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Or, I don't know, maybe I'm Buster Keaton or Harold Lloyd. Who the fuck knows? Maybe it'll be something completely different. But we should all be working together, and we should be talking with each other. And we shouldn't get all hoity-toity about, like, because you know what? If you work with me now, if you're like, let's say you're, like Marco, 25, 30 years younger than me, okay? Then when you get to be my age, there'll be examples of people having worked with people your age. You see, I mean, it's like if we get this thing going, then your life is going to be better too. And so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And if you hear this, Marco, God bless you, seriously, and maybe we can... I don't know. I'll let you know if you let me know if you're interested in hearing about any ideas that I might have that might pertain to your product. And then when I do get those ideas, I will let you know. All right? That's all there is to it. Nothing more. All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.